ATY Mobile.
KI4DTY.
Or DTY and 0TR.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, Daniel. My name's Tom. I think you know me. I've talked to you before. From far away down in Taylor's. Oh, pretty good. I'm a little semi-comatose. Bernice and I have been out doing yard work this morning, mowing grass, and she's been weed-eating. And at our age, it kind of takes it out of you, so I'm sitting here eating a cookie and drinking a cup of coffee. How's your day?
Good to hear you. I couldn't quite remember if your name was Tom or not. I'm still learning people's call signs and stuff, but... Yeah, it's still warm out there today, so I hope you guys are staying well hydrated. I'm just had to jump in the truck and run some errands, and then try to get back to the house and do some yard work myself.
My wife's really good about helping. I ride the riding lawnmower, but it still kind of beats me up at my age. I'm 73, Daniel. I enjoy doing it. It just bothers my back a whole lot. But, oh, boy, it's a much nicer day today, I can tell you for sure. Well, she just brought me over some fresh tomatoes and green and yellow peppers and some cottage cheese on top, which most people don't like I do, but I like it. Well, it's pretty hot when you're out in the sun, Daniel, so be careful.
I can destroy some tomatoes. I love me some fresh tomatoes. What did you say she put on top of them again?
Small pieces of green pepper and yellow pepper today, and sometimes red, and they're sweet peppers, and then some cottage cheese on top of that. I used to eat cottage cheese and pineapple a lot, but I haven't had that in a long time. I'll have to get on her. A lot of people don't like cottage cheese. My daughter despises it. Every time I eat it, I usually send her a picture of it. She sends back one of those emojis that are green, you know, that's throwing up.
I'm not really a cottage cheese person, but my wife loves some cottage cheese, and she will definitely eat that out of the container, and she loves that stuff. She grew up on it. I didn't grow up on cottage cheese.
Yeah, I used to have a guy I knew up in Kansas, and he always said, "That's just curdled milk, Tom." So maybe... Now, I only like one kind, and that's from Aldi's. That's the low-fat and the small curd. And the rest of it, I don't care much about, but I do like that. Well, I was sitting there looking at DX, and it was my good memory. It was QRZ that remembered you. And I heard you call out a couple of times. But I do remember you. I just didn't remember the name like you. It's hard to remember everybody. But you can... You usually get it if you say Tom or Bob. That'll usually get someone on here. It's appeared into a hole. So I'll let you go for now and go back to eating my snack here before I eat dinner. 73, you have a good day. KI4DTY in 0TR. Clear.
Daniel,
that would be a yes. in ham radio language. Go ahead.
I'm still learning the codes.
In the affirmative, if someone says, did you copy that? You can say QSL. Like, we use it a lot if somebody's giving you a phone number or an email address or something like that, and they'll say, did you copy that? You can just say QSL. I'm going to put you in seat number two because I'm going back to eating my tomatoes and cottage cheese here. That other gentleman may be trying to get back in, but he was pretty weak. It's the 0TR.
It's cheese and tomatoes.
DTY. It's the 0TR. Just for the record, Daniel, we don't use very many Q signs on here at all. And actually, in Morse code, you don't use that big line of them that they got. There's just certain ones, and you'll get them after a while. Once in a while, someone on here will say they're going QRT, and you remember that, like QR Tom or something. And that would be they're shutting down. They're not just clear. They're shutting down if they go QRT. Those two are just about the only ones we ever use on here.
That's no, so thank you for sharing that with me.
Stupid questions. One that goes unasked, Daniel, so I always ask. Everybody's here to help. See you later. Have a good day in 0TR.